man. It is Must Listen Radio, the Friday form. Absolutely. It's got a cult following because Rama's getting nude a lot in photos on the social medias these days. The Rama Ruffy is creating headlines across the globe. And Dean Lester is the world's greatest form analyst. And we know that. And he gives us great service and great value every single Friday on the program. It was his birthday yesterday, so we get to say a belated happy birthday to Dino. Good morning, Dino. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Daniel. 52. You didn't have me as the guessing contest yesterday, trying to guess my age.
Well, no, I didn't do
I didn't
that.
Have a hit, I suppose.
I was going through the catalogues to see if you had a hit song that we could play and lead into, but I couldn't quite find one.
No.
What would you sing? If there was going to be a song that you wish you'd written, Dino, and sang through the journey, what song would be your number one hit?
Probably most Fridays when I'm about to do this segment, Help by the Beatles, because that's what I need.
Very good, very good. Well, Beatles tracks are good too, so you've nailed that beautifully. Did you have a birthday cake yesterday, your birthday cake sort of fella?
Nah, a little bit of maybe lemon meringue pie, maybe. That was the treat yesterday.
Righto. Well, happy birthday to you.
Hang on a sec. This is where I come in here. Lemon meringue pie. Are we talking about a homemade one? Was it a purchased one? Was it one that was frozen that was then defrosted?
No. La Paquetta sort of style, Adam.
Right.
What does that mean?
Mm. They're not called La Paquetta anymore.
Well, I ordered off them at Uber Eats yesterday, so maybe there's a backyard operation in Cranbourne calling themselves La Paquetta.
Well, you wouldn't put it past people these days just to put a dodgy name up, pretend they're La Paquetta, use the leverage that you get with that great branding of many years, Dino.
That's exactly right, Daniel.
Yes, righto. The lemon meringue pie. Where does that fit in your sort of dessert category? Is it top five?
No, it's not.
It's a big field.
It's a bit tart for me, the lemon. Like, I'll eat it, don't get me wrong.
So it's not an exotic food.
It's not exotic. Wouldn't quite call it exotic, no. But no, it wouldn't be high up my mind. It wouldn't be in my top ten.
Okay.
It's not like the passion fruit pavlova from Rockpool. It's $22, but I'd pay $122 for it. It's that good.
For a pavlova?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sort of Nana stuff on Australia Day sort of stuff. That's what that is.
No. Have you had it, Dino, at Rockpool?
No, I haven't, Adam, but I've had some amazing things there, but I haven't had I haven't got to the desserts, I don't think.
You go for that.
He told me you went all the way to Rockpool, the magnificent venue and establishment that is Rockpool, and had a pavlova. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, I did. It was dessert, so I had the steak beforehand. It's famous. The pavlova at Rockpool is famous. Passion fruit pavlova. Big. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And so's the mac and cheese at Rockpool.
Oh, that is so good.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second.
He got very emotional all of a sudden.
can you take some control here, half, please?
Well, I've lost control. When we get to Rockpool and we're having mac and cheese, that sort of throws me out a bit too.
That's naive. That's a very naive comment, Daniel.
I'm not sure.
Very naive comment.
Nick Quinn will know more about this. He's a Rockpool specialist. He goes to all those fancy establishments to wine and dine the guests of the tab. I'm sure that's what he does, because I'm not sure what else he does. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, Olin. Shades of Andy Harper's no, then, when Adam White shot down the suggestion about the Rockpool. Some of the best radio I've ever heard on RSN.
Have you tried the Pav at Rockpool, Quinny?
No, I was up until a minute ago unaware that they sold Pavlova at the Rockpool.
That's me too, yeah. It's two of us. Mind you, it's not an establishment I frequent very often.
Let's just make it very clear. It's not like a place I go regularly. It's a real treat type situation.
Catherine's passion fruit pavlova at Rockpool is $23 these days. Why? It's gone up.
Yeah, so it's gone up.
I've just done some research. Righto. Well, that's an interesting start to what's going to be a great day of racing tomorrow at Moonee Valley. For first-time players, what we do is go through the quaddie legs of next day's play, the major metropolitan meeting normally in Melbourne town, and tomorrow it is at the Valley. And what sort of surface are we planning on? Dino, I heard Marty Simon talking yesterday about it being the valley being in a ripping nick coming off a heavy 10.
Yeah, it will be a good 4 and maybe up to a good 3. The one thing is that there's 5 metres of ground that hasn't been galloped on. Fields aren't huge, so we're probably playing on a pretty fair deck. But I think if you got out wider, you'd be a little bit concerned that that track did copper pounding a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, so we'll have a bit of a look. That's a good 4/good 3 we're planning for the Valley tomorrow. Let's get into the quaddy leagues and see how we go with nailing the quaddy tomorrow at the Valley on Fern Stakes. So let's have a look at the first leg, which is race number 6, and it's the McEwen Stakes, Wait for Age Group 2 Affair, $200,000 up for grabs over the 1,000 metres there at Moonee Valley, and some well-known names from horses that we have seen a bit of recently and certainly know of through reputation and recent performances, Dino. 9 runners only, but some really good speed horses. Hanseatic is favourite for the Friedman Yard, Anthony and Sam Friedman, $3.10 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, and he's the fascinating runner, Daniel. He's only 2 defeats were when he ran in the Group 1s in the Blue Diamond, where he narrowly missed, and I think probably the wet track and things went awry in the Golden Slipper. But he's a very good chance in this race. A few of these have been all dressed up, ready to go for a couple of weeks because the race 2 weeks back, the car line was abandoned when the heavy track came in. And one of those is Bonds Away, number 3, who's been trialling really well. He's just a good, probably Group 2, Group 3 sprinter. So this is a good level for him. And, I think he'll run well first up. Be no shock if Hanseatic wins. He's had 2 jump outs. The first one, very quiet trial at down the straight at Flemington. And then the second one, they ramped him up a bit more, and I thought he went well. Bella Vella, who just created terrific record since joining the Will Clarkin stable, winning a Group 1 thanks to stakes, and ran very fast time when she won here over the 9.55 metres. So she scoots around the valley okay, and it's got the current leading rider in Melbourne, in Jamie Carr, aboard. She's just riding up a storm, and she's won on Bella Vella in the past. And Rulership, who backs up from last week out of a much weaker race, but the Snowdens have done that before with this race, used the 3-year-olds with fitness to run very well, and I think Rulership will run well. I'm going to include Brooklyn Hustle because she gets the runs through. She could certainly run well off that first up win. So even though it's not a big field, it's a tricky race, and it's a bit of the theme of the day, really, but a slight leaning to Bonds Away.
All right, Bonds Away, which is a little bit deeper in the market, and certainly in the 3.10 favouritism of Hanseatic. Quinny, what is Bonds Away paying at the tab?
Yeah, currently $7.50. It's been an interesting betting race. I think in hindsight, the bookies went up a little short on the 2 favourites, Hanseatic and Brooklyn Hustle. Those 2 have eased, and as a result, there's been several other runners in the field that have firmed. Hanseatic's gone from $2.10 out to $2.90 out to $3.10. Brooklyn Hustle, $3.50 out to $4. Bella Vista, a $5 chance. There's been money for Witherspoon, who's been 9 into $8.50, back to 9. And Rulership's been a firmer at longer odds, $15 into 9. So the first leg of the quaddy, if you like the favourite Hanseatic currently at $2.10, or the second leg Brooklyn Hustle at 4, my advice would be to keep your powder dry because the money is coming for some of the runners at longer odds.
So Brooklyn Hustle, Dino, is the inside gate a concern, making sure that she has to look for a bit of luck on the way through again?
Yeah, fair chance she'll settle near enough to last. But in saying that, Bonds Away and Hanseatic are going to be a fair way back. It's probably a matter of how they negotiate getting through the field. I think there's a group of horses there, like Fine Day and Ashlaw Dispatch. They're all very handy horses in their own right, but whether they're 1,000-metre horses at this stage of their relative preparations. And yeah, that's why maybe a horse like Bella Vella, who'll probably sit behind or sit outside Witherspoon, might just get a bit of a fly on them. So that's why I want to put a few in, because it'll come down to a bit of luck at a crucial stage of the race. I think if Brooklyn Hustle can duck through, she could easily win.
All right, might be a tough start to the quaddy, but we're going a little bit wider in a 9-horse field. Rammer, your job for those first-time listeners out there is to give us the numbers at the end of every leg. We'll summarise the whole proceedings a little bit later on as well. What are the numbers, please, for race number 6, the first leg of the quaddy tomorrow at Moonee Valley?
3, 8, 5, 9, and 7.
3, 8, 5, 9, and 7, first leg of the quaddy. Let's get to the second leg, race number 7, tomorrow on the program at Moonee Valley, the Atlantic Jewel Stakes, who very, very sadly we lost last week or 2 weeks ago The Great Atlantic Jewel. $140,000 up for grabs. Listed race for the three-year-old fillies over the 1,200 metres. There is a field of 12 going around Dino. And again, for the Freedmen of Anthony and Sam Yard, Agreeable is the favourite with Jamie Carr in the saddle. Second up, Barrier 4, $4 at tab.com.au. Are you engaging in that?
Yes, I will be, Daniel. I think she's one of the better fillies going around, and I thought her first up run was very good. She'll be better, I think, again when she gets to 1,400, but just banking on her probably landing in front of the three or four at least here and getting the run through. And I think she'll run very well. There's a few here that have just won their maidens at their last start, and I thought Night Raid might be the most impressive of those. Really stretched out well for the Price and Kent Jr. stable. Mark Zara to ride, and might just have the tactical advantage from a good draw as well. I think will run well. River Knight was a solid run first up. She'll be fitter for that run, and her run at 1,200 at the end of last preparation shows that she can run this sort of trip. And Aidens Field's a hard one to assess because she's had two runs, looked really good, both on wet ground, gets onto a dry track tomorrow, but has trialled well leading into this. So they're the four I'll be playing, but I think Agreeable, if she gets the brakes at the right time, she might be the best filly in this race, and if that happens, she'll be too good.
The best filly in the race is favourite at the tab. Are they coming for the best filly, Quinny?
Yeah, she has been well-backed here and has been well-backed for the 1,000 guineas. Now, Dino made her a special last start when she ran unplaced, and she was well-backed prior to that for the 1,000 guineas, $15 into 10. And the support has come again for her for the 1,000 guineas at $10 as well. She hits the market here, 440 into $4. And we've got Aidensfield at 440 second elect, Night Raid 5, River Knight 6, Dirty Thoughts a $9 chance with Clean Machine 13. But Agreeable has been one of those runners that punters have focused on early on in the campaign. Hopefully can get the job done tomorrow, and hopefully that $10 firms to the 1,000 guineas after another good run tomorrow.
All right, that's the market. What about Dirty Thoughts, Dana? Now, I know nothing about this. I'm just looking at the form and seeing three wins in a row. Last start winner at the Valley over the 1,200, albeit on a heavy track. Nothing for Dirty?
She's an absolute beauty, Daniel. I'm wondering where she gets to in the run from Barrier 9. She's got two speed horses directly inside her, probably in 7 and 8 in River Knight and Aidensfield, Night Raid in 5 and Clean Machine from 2. So I was just worried she might have to do a fair bit of work, but she's an absolute ripper, and wet or dry, she can run well. But that's my concern with her, where she gets to from the draw.
All right, Dirty Thoughts, number 3 if you want to play that, but do your thing. I would like a horse that wins 3 in a row. Let's start that today, Donald. Rama, what are those numbers for the second leg of the quaddie, please?
8, 9, 2 and 4.
8, 9, 2, 4 for the second leg of the quaddie. Let's have a look at the feature event on the card. The Fan Stakes, Wait for Age Group 2 Affair over the mile. $250,000 to be run and won for tomorrow at Moonee Valley, and a field of 9 going around again, Dino. And for Paul Prushka, who was considering, I heard during the week, starting Surprise Baby first up in the Melbourne Cup, he's not going to do that now. He's going to open the batting for the six-year-old gelding with a 1,600-metre run at the Valley, and his favourite at the tab at the moment, $3, says the market.
Yeah, well, he's the X-factor of the race, Daniel. I think outside of him, Streets of Avalon's a Group 1 winner, but at 1,400, Humidor will be really... I think it's a really interesting project for Chris Waller, and I think he'd want him to succeed, so I'll be putting him in the quaddie. Because he's three runs at the Valley, two of them have been placings behind Winks in Cox Plates, and I just feel that he wouldn't turn up at the races here unless he was ready to do something. But Surprise Baby's the horse that, yeah, he might win this year's Melbourne Cup, and he just has this, you know, the confidence in the horse that he could do anything, train him for anything, and he ran well in this race last year, and I've got to say, this year's edition is a little bit underwhelming, considering there's a ticket into the Cox Plate on the line. And I think he'll win this, and if they take that option, it'll be really interesting to see how he ran in a Cox Plate through to the Melbourne Cup. I think he's the one to beat. The Nick Ryan team are going really well. I'm putting both of his horses in because they're fit. Ciccone will be up on speed. Mohamedeus likes the track and has been freshened up. Little chance to Harbour Views. I think he's a horse that's always very well found in the market, and he's a really honest horse. He's won 6 of 10, but he's been very well placed to do so. And as I said, I'll be putting Humidor in because if he won around the Valley, you'd be sort of kicking yourself looking at that Winks form. But he still might be a light of other days, but we'll find out tomorrow.
All right, so I did say there were nine runners, eight runners, of course, because Regal Power has been scratched and taken home to Perth for the spring for the Williams Yard. Dano, does that affect the way you see the rest of the spring? Does it adjust your thinking in a few races? Because Regal Power would have been in a few of those calculations, would it not?
Yeah, he was on notice after his first run, and then obviously poor last week. You knew that something was wrong because he's very rarely run a poor race, and he showed nothing last week. So he's got a lung infection, and I think aimed at the summer carnival, and he'll do very well over there as he has done in the past.
So eight going around, Quinny, surprise baby favourite on top for Dino. Are they coming hard?
Yeah, good betting race. Surprise Baby has been popular. Tipped to have a very good campaign. Well back to the Melbourne Cup, where he's currently a $9 favourite. And he's $15 for the Cox Plate as well. But more immediately, a $3 favourite in from as much as $4.60 on Monday when the market opened initially off the back of the nominations. He heads the betting now from Harbour View's a $3.90 second elect. Ciccone, the likely leader, has been popular, 480 into 440 in the last 24 hours. Then Maha Madeus, 9, Streets of Avalon, 950, coming around 10. And Humidor, 34 into 21 in the pre-post betting, including one bet of 1,000 at the 34, and now 23 into 21 in the last 24 hours as well. So there has been a little bit of a positive push there for Humidor. But overall, surprise, baby. We know we'll have bigger fish to fry down the track this campaign, but has been pretty popular to get the job done in tomorrow's feature.
All right, that's the latest from the tab with Quinny. Rama, can you please highlight the numbers for the third leg of the quaddy?
4, 6, 5, 8, and 1.
4, 6, 5, 8, and 1. We're three legs down. We've got one to go. We've got the Rama Ruffy just around the corner as well. And the Formula Bet. If you haven't registered to be a part of the Formula Bet, you should do that. It's a good thing. It's a very good thing because Dino has an investment for you. In fact, three investments. 40 on one horse, 40 on another, then 40 on the two of them together. That's what you can do. Go to the RSN website, rsn.net.au, and enter for your chance to be a part of Dino's Formula Bet every single week on RSN. We'll get to a break. Come back with the last leg of the quaddy, the Rama Ruffy, the Formula Bet. It's all still to come on the Friday form on The Breakfast Club. Oh, a little bit of Queen Bee on a Friday morning on The Breakfast Club. You can't get enough of that. The great Beyonce. Why are we playing that? I'll tell you why. Because she's having a birthday. That's what we do around here. We play little tracks out of the breaks when people are having birthdays. And we try and test our guests and our panellists as to whether or not they can work out how old that person is. And, of course, Queen Bee is one of the biggest stars on the planet. Started off with Destiny's Child, went solo, has taken the world by storm. She's having a birthday after being born on this day in Houston, Texas, a few years ago. Dino, I'm coming straight to you for this one. This is right up your alley, I reckon. How old is Beyonce?
This might be the biggest name we've guessed, Daniel.
I think you might be right.
Oh, this is tough. 43.
43 for Queen Bee. Rama, I'm throwing it to you.
It's either 39 or 40. I'll go with 40.
40 for Rama. Quinny?
Well, if he was going to go 39 or 40 and went 40, I'll go 39, just in the hope he just missed and I get it right as a result. That'll really agitate him.
Real Stephen Bradbury sort of stuff from you, Quinny. 39 for Quinny. Whitey, how old is Beyonce today?
I'm going 46.
46?
I think she's a bit older.
Right, okay. Well, I can tell all four of you gentlemen that if you like it, you should have put a ring on it sort of stuff. The singer of that song, the great Beyonce Knowles, is 39 today. Well done, Quinny.
Thank you. Couldn't have done it without you, Rama.
Brilliant stuff. Yeah. Brilliant stuff from you, Quinny. Real Bradbury areas. I love that sort of stuff. Yeah. Rami, how did you know?
Well, he's happy to take my advice now, but then he's happy to sort of take the mickey out of me on Twitter, so... I've got a bone to pick with Quinny later. Yeah, I'll sort that out with him.
Might be some bone picking in the room at the time, maybe, from what we've seen. There's some interesting feedback going on there. Now, let's keep rolling in the last league of the quaddy. Don't laugh, Quinny. Your face will crack. Let's have a look at the last league of the quaddy tomorrow at Moonee Valley. We're three legs down. We've got one to go before we cash in and take our ticket back to the counter when they open up stores again. We've got a good race to finish off with too, Dino. The Legends Handicap over the 2040 at Moonee Valley, $135,000 affair. Big field going around. And we've got number three for Chris Waller. Is it Debeer with Michael Rod in the saddle? His favourite.
Yes, and we might be able to get it. Debeer after it wins. Daniel, I think, look, I think there's two main chances. For this segment, we'll put four in the quaddy, but if you wanted to narrow a leg down, this is the one, I think. Debeer, really good run first up, and he's just such a reliable horse. He's unbeaten at the Valley. I think he'd be really hard to beat. They've just been waiting for the dry tracks with him. The other one is Skelm. I'm a big rap for this horse, and he ran well first up in a race that wasn't going to suit. He's since had a trial. He goes to 2,000 metres second up on dry ground. I think he'll run really well. They're the two for me, 3 and 12. If you're going wider, 10 Novatia ran well first up, Fitter, and 4 Credence, who I'm a fan of, but I'm a fan of him at Flemington mainly because I think he's a better big track horse, but goes to the Valley here from an inside draw. But principally, numbers 3 and 12.
Righto, so big field to finish off, Quinny, which some people like to go a little bit wider just to cover themselves in the last leg of a quaddie, but Dino's suggesting you don't need to if you don't want to. What's the market saying?
Yeah, the money has come to De Beer, one of the better back runners on the program, to hopefully end the day with a bang. Was initially a $4.80 second to legs, but is clearly the favourite now, firming all the way from $4.80 to $3.40 throughout the course of the week. Credence of $4.40 second to legs, River Delight at $8.50. And the other one that Dino gave a little push for there, Skelm, currently a $9 chance, but hopefully the beer can help punters end the day with a bang.
All right, so it's pretty straightforward there. Ramo, what are the numbers for the last leg, please?
3 and 12, but if you want to go a little bit wider, add in 10 and 4.
3:12/10 and 4 for the last leg of the quaddie. And you know what's happened, Ramo? I've just received a message from this bloke that just sleeps in every Friday. I wish he'd wake up a bit earlier and just save you the hassle of having to do this, but he needs the numbers for all from the start, please. Can you just rehash our quaddie numbers for tomorrow at Moonee Valley, please?
Yes, I can. So race 6, 3, 8, 5, 9 and 7. Race 7, 8, 9, 2 and 4. Race 8, 4, 6, 5, 8 and 1. And then finally race 9, 3 and 12, 10 and 4.
All right, they are the numbers for the quaddie tomorrow. At this stage, make sure you're listening tomorrow morning with Dino and the panel just to refine those, should they need refining, on RSN 927. So that's the Friday forecast, and the Saturday one is lock and load on RSN. Now, Dino, let's get to the formula bet today, because last week another victory for you, another profitable formula bet, and it's pretty straightforward. All you have to do is go to the website, register, and you can be walking away with a bucket full of cash. Who's playing today, and what are you doing?
Yeah, last week was around the $200 mark for our contestant when I Am Superman saluted. And hopefully for Philip Main of Craigieburn, at least one or both can salute. And we're going to have $40 to win on race 2, number 14, Shandy. And $40 to win on race 4, number 6, Junipel. And $40 on the all-up of the pair, race 2, number 14, into race 4, number 6. And that's for Philip Main of Craigieburn.
Race 2, number 14, into race 4, number 6, Quinny. What does that come to, please, before the multiplier?
Shandy is currently at $3.90 and Junipel at $2.40. The all-up comes to $9.26 pre-multiplier. And I dare say a few listeners will be saying, why does Junipel ring a bell? That was the horse that ran an eye-catching placing at $7 the drum when Dino identified this as the Ramaruppi a fortnight ago.
Yes, we're on Junipel. He was just building it up for this run. He knew he was going to get some value out of it the first up run. And then go bang as part of the formula bet, second up, which he's done today. So good luck to, was it Craig, was it, Dino?
Philip Lane of Craigieburn.
Ah, there you go, there was the Craig. Good luck to you, Philip. Now, that is a good investment as far as we are concerned. And what it does do is just open the shoulders a bit more for another couple of races, Rammer. And we've got the quaddie legs, and we've got race 2 and the race number 4. So that's six.
That's 6 covered.
That's 6 covered. I wonder what Dino's going to give us for the Ramaruffi. I wonder if there's another one that he can include and have 7 of the 9 covered here on the Friday form. Dino, what is the Ramaruffi this week?
This is the segment I get most nervous about each week, and a seventh race is being covered. We're going to the first race. Race 1, number 6, Call Me Royal, whose form looks dreadful, I know, but it's been on wet tracks of late, dry track, good trial recently. I think could improve at a really nice price.
All right, the Waterhouse bot. Yeah, did you know that they shared birthdays, Dino?
I didn't know that. I knew when Gay's birthday was, but we learned about Adrian's birthday on Wednesday, yes.
Yeah, indeed, down in the saddle. Birthdays during the week. It could be a good time to get on board the Ramaruffi this week, race one, number six. And what is the Ramaruffi paying, Quinny, if you don't mind?
Race one, number six, currently $12 a place and $3.20 a drum. Punters love the Ramaruffi, and no doubt that will be popular in the next half an hour or so.
12 and 3.20, if you don't mind. That is good business for the Ramaruffi. Call me Royal tomorrow in the opener to get you some cash to spend for the rest of the day at Moonee Valley. Dino, you're a gem. 7 of the 9 covered for our listeners. They appreciate you. We appreciate you, and we hope that it all goes your way tomorrow. And we'll look forward to hearing from you tomorrow morning on RSN 927.
Terrific. Thank you, Daniel.
Good man. Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst, with us on the Friday form. Quinny, I think you had 6 winners last week in the paper, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
It was a long time ago, Daniel, and lots of bets between now and then.
What have you got for us tomorrow?
How romantic in the opener race. Oh. Number 3, back on the good ground. He'll be winning at just under the $3 mark.
What sort of bloke are you? Dino's just giving us the Ramaruffi in the first race, and you go and tip against it.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Herald Sun went to print yesterday, and I can't go back in time and change it. If I would, I could, knowing what a great judge Dino is, but I do think How Romantic will run a bolt up first up.
Righto. We've got 2 numbers in the first if you want to have a play, but let's be honest, we're all focused on the 6, and we hope that Quinny's gets beaten again. Although the Shark, wasn't the Shark involved with How Romantic? Was that in pre-employment?
Yeah, he is.
Yes, righto.
No, he definitely is.
Righto. So a little bit of a connection there, but we hope it gets beaten because we want the Ramaruffi to come home. Thank you, Quinny. We'll touch base a little bit later on.
Thank you, Jen.
Great to have Nick Quinn and Dan Lester with us on the Friday form every Friday.